This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Look at this. Quitting time. 5:01. Friday in paradise. Beautiful day. My voice is shot because the pollen is killing me, man.
Yeah,
the
man.
Trees are all spreading their green stuff all over your cars.
Oh, that's what you call it?
Yeah, I didn't do anything last night. I was a good boy. I went home. Dude, I went to McDonald's last. Actually, I went to, well, truth be told, I wound up at Burger King because the drive-thru was jammed up. But I was over there on Northside and did the Bacon King last night.
He's resting up. He's resting up, Arthur. He's resting up, and he knows she has her tuning app.
Oh, so he's going to get a strut on later. Yeah.
No, wife's playing golf with clients right now in Orlando. So yeah, she's not within, unless she's got the
Earpiece.
I can't believe she's objecting the foursome to like listen to our show during like a golf round. But anyway, hope you guys are having a great Friday in paradise. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. Woohoo! Although I found out that I'm only 10% Irish, so it kind of takes a little luster off of.
Okay, it takes luster off of it, but is it going to take any of the intake?
No, I will make up for only being 10% by consuming Jameson's and making my kidneys about and liver about 90% Irish this
weekend.
There
it is.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. And United cannot wait for the match against the Vancouver Whitecaps. That's a night game, 7:30. We talked earlier with Doug Robertson from the AJC, and it's a tough, style makes the fight. We'll talk more about that coming up. We've also got the Tom Crean press conference, guys. The media getting a little snarky that Tom was kind of an after-dinner speaker today in Athens.
Leave that man alone. He was excited just like he said.
Damn right.
All right. It was a sleeping giant, as Steven just told us.
Let's not get crazy with
that. The Georgia basketball team.
But we do have a team here with the Falcons, and we're just waiting to see for the other shoe to drop with What's Up with Matty Ice. It's our Falcon Report, guys, brought to you by our buddies at Domino's. Here's the thing. We all knew going into this, Randall, we did not have a lot of space. We knew that, right? And I told Carl on Monday and Tuesday, because Carl's like, we're not doing anything. Where's the beef? As all these reports were dropping, we knew that at the bare minimum, we'd be able to get the bare minimum.
Right.
You know, when it comes to beefing up the guard. And we always thought we were going to try to address defensive tackle, perhaps through the draft.
Yeah.
And you trust Dan Quinn to do that because he's done a fantastic job.
He's done a fantastic job as far as identifying defensive players. And when you don't have the money, you can't spin like you want to.
Right.
And I know that a lot of people are talking about, Sheldon Richardson and the contract that Don Terry Poe got.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at this team and how they're building right now. I think they just want to build. They want to build through the draft. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Because a lot of times when you see these teams that get these big time free agents and get these guys, what I call that life changing money, they usually don't perform well.
The problem is we've got to find a way. And again, Matt might be willing to move some money and move things around as early as maybe even next season.
Right.
The problem, and it's a cautionary tale, we had the comments of, and again, it's a little bit of, let's be quite honest, Richard Sherman, little sour grapes, throwing
yes,
it out
that's
there
what
that,
it is.
That Pete Carroll and the Seahawks have lost their way and their talent evaluation has slipped. Look, they had a window just like we've got a window. And we say this every time we talk about it, Randy. Only the Patriots have found a way by making hard decisions, and they'll cut guys in their prime.
I don't think it's hard for Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is heartless.
But that's the only team that keeps on trucking year after year. Other teams have runs, and the Steelers are always in the playoffs as well because they draft so well.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to the Falcons, we're going to have a crossroads coming up when you get Debo and Vic Beasley.
DeAndre.
There's a million guys because we all drafted so well on defense. Because we don't draft well on offensive line, we have to keep plugging in free agents. And that's what we did this year with Brandon Fusco, who by all indications should be fine. It's an upgrade. I know people are reading between the lines from our interview yesterday with Matt Maiocco from San Francisco, the Bay Area from NBC. He was saying, the guy's a better run blocker than a pass blocker. Let's let it play out because he's going to have a Pro Bowler and Alex Mack on one side.
Yeah, I mean, it's always easier to acclimate a veteran offensive lineman. It is, especially in the interior spot. This guy's had over 80 starts, been in this system, so he'll be fine. But right now, it looks like the Falcons are just trying to wait for the draft. They still have got to – they got to get at least three more defensive linemen.
Right.
All right. And two of them in the interior. And if Claiborne does not come back from New England, they got to find another pass rusher. They have got to get some help on that defensive side of the ball.
Now, if you have been following Jeff Schultz, guys, in the AJC, he's about as close with Thomas Dimitroff as anybody is in local media. So if you try to read between the lines, he thinks the deal gets done sooner than later. So when sooner than later?
That could be today. That could be tomorrow.
You told me earlier in the week it'd be done by today.
I thought it'd be done by today because we kind of got the parameters of what Sam Bradford was going to get. Now, Sam got a 3-year deal. I think Matt's going to get more of the 6-year, that lifetime contract that he is in line for. So I think it'll be around a 6-year deal. And you know what the bases are. He's going to, Sam is at 28 per. Matt's going to be about 30.
Right. So when you look at what Cousins got, you certainly see at least $90 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Maybe more. I think he should get more than Matt Stafford. If Matt Stafford's at 92, mm-hmm. Matt needs to be 97, 98, somewhere in that area.
Well, here's the deal. And I wrote it as kind of tongue-in-cheek on Twitter. I got a picture of Ted Knight from Caddyshack saying, well, we're waiting. So if you feel that you're going to do some more things with your free agent, your market, there's nothing in the free agent market we really can afford anyway. Ed Dixon just signed with Seattle. That's one guy I really like for us because he can catch and he can block.
Yes, he can.
But he signs with the Seahawks. Sheldon Richardson, by the way, signs a 1-year deal with the Vikings. So, I mean, if you were going to go – not that we ever intended to go free agent route for defensive tackle, but all the big defensive tackles getting gobbled up, save for Ndamukong Suh.
Good Lord, look at their defensive front. They got Everson Griffin, Lionel Joseph, Sheldon Richardson, and Danielle Hunter.
That's wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Purple People Eaters Part 2.
Yeah, and Arthur, that's the thing. When we look around the NFC, we saw the Rams get better on defense, although addition by subtraction, they lose Ogletree. But you got the
Eagles.
Eagles loaded up to help their defense, even though technically they had about as much cap space as we did.
Right.
Did Haloti Ngata do his deal? Because that was not official.
Yeah, I think he did. But they did release Vinny Curry today.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of their rotational defensive guys who just couldn't take a pay cut. I mean, he had a high number, so they just released him. So there's another defensive lineman on the market right now. But then there's Ndamukong Suh, and Benny Logan. He's a cheaper he's a cheaper version because you got to get some depth in the interior of that D line.
And one nugget, real quick, from the NFC South: Shaud Breeland fails his physical with the Panthers, so that deal now is voided.
Yeah.
And it looks like he was having some fun down in the Dominican and
cut his foot and it got infected and everything. But yeah, that's a shame. That's what it was like $24 million sitting on the table waiting on him, and for that to happen. But
$11 million guaranteed.
Yeah, so hopefully he can find a way to get that foot back in shape and get his money.
So, again, that deal is off, and now he can get fixed, and then I guess he could try again with
the
Panthers.
He can try it again. He can try again and go somewhere else. Somebody else might pass his physical. You know, right. So you never know.
When you were in a free agent year, everyone talks about a contract year. Were you like in bubble wrap when the season was over while you were ready to do your deal?
No, because I knew that it was going to eventually get done. Now, it didn't get done when they promised me it was going to get done. It got done into the season, which is frustrating. But, no, when you think about when you got to go out there and try not to get hurt, that's when you get hurt.
Did you ever try to venture into doing something you weren't supposed to do?
As far as like
shenanigans?
No. Yeah. I never was a risk taker. No, yeah. I think it happened. My mother
playing basketball.
I didn't play. Like we played in charity games, but that's about it. But like as far as like going out and hooping and
jet
like,
skis,
24-hour fitness. I wasn't doing that.
Volleyball,
mm-mm.
Russian roulette. Anyway, it is Randy filling in today for Carl Dukes. Hey, guys, our Falcon Report is brought to you by Domino's, guys. At Domino's, you can earn a piece of the pie rewards points any way you order. Now you can earn points towards free Domino's pizza when you order by phone or in store. Only order a $10 or more per day earns points. Go to Domino's.com, guys, for all the details. Your chance to win $1,000 with our national signing bonus contest coming up in just a bit. But getting back to Matt's deal, if you feel there's a few things we could address, if you thought there was a guy that might be a kick returner in free agency, I mean, not sure what we're going to do if there's anything more other than what we've done in the past. Remember, Don Terry Poe went to that first wave of free agency, Randy, before we got his deal done. And if Matt does sign his deal within the next couple of days, you'll have some more cap space to maybe do something. Otherwise, $6 million thereabouts to hire your draft class. And then we'll see if there's money left in the emergency fund, et cetera. You just got to make sure that we get a fullback here because, let's be honest, it did not work out pretty well. Coleman was horrible last year.
Yeah, but he's a different kind of back. He's not that downhill pounder. He's more of a zone scheme fullback. Now, when you were down there and talking about New Orleans, you need a head-hunting fullback down there.
Right.
So I'm sure they're going to find a way to upgrade that. You can find a good young fullback in the 7th round. You can find one later that you don't have to go out and spend money if you don't want to.
Right. So to Falcon fans, should it matter when Matt's deal gets done? Now, since we've shown we're not. We've addressed guard, but we were never going to be that big a player in free agency.
I would like him to get it done for y'all fans so y'all can stop. All right, and then so they can get some cap space and they can add some people. So you and Carl can stop being, why haven't they done anything, people? That's what I would like.
Well, it's tough. It's human nature. You see everybody, like when you're in your neighborhood, you see your next door neighbor's got something shiny new, whether it's a car or a jet ski.
But it's crazy.
Like when a neighbor builds a pool, aren't you coveting his pool? Yes, there's things you see other guys doing stuff, and you want that same stuff.
No, not really.
Even if you can't afford it, which is the American way. This country was founded on credit.
Not really, but Mike.
By the way,
we talked about
when you get the pool done, am I going to get invited?
Yes, you're more than welcome to come to our home.
You have the kids at home?
I'm not going to let my kids. Hey, Mike's coming over. Y'all guys got to go to your grandma's house.
Is there any way you could have your kids at grandma's when I come over to enjoy the pool?
No,
you might want to rethink that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, baby, Mike Bell's coming over. You want to send the kids to grandma's? Come on, man. Come on, dude. But no, I mean, just look at the track record of a high price free agency. And how it's a hit or miss type thing.
Right. If you're doing the job right, you don't need to go.
Yeah,
pay this
exactly. I mean, the Falcons are not a $10 million a year defensive tackle from winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
They've got a hit on the draft pick, which Dan will do if he drafts a defensive lineman. I bet 100 out of 100 that he's going to pick the right guy to fit this defense.
But the thing is, and I always circle back to it, is when you don't draft offensive line, well, that costs a little bit. Like Alex Mack, you had to spend a lot of money on Alex Mack because you're in dire need. You had to go trade for Levitre. You got Matthews. That's a no-brainer. Is it going to be Matthews or Luan? You know, we're still waiting to see Matthews get to the all-pro level, but so be it. He's solid enough where you don't want to move on from him.
You went to a Super Bowl with him as your left tackle.
Right. Not going to move on from Matthews.
Yeah, went to a Super Bowl with him.
But again, we're hoping that a guy named Brandon Fusco will rock and roll. And maybe even Harlow, who we don't know nothing about that
nothing
guy
about
out of
him.
The fourth rounder. But Schweitzer's going to have a hard time sticking on this roster just pure from the economics of it. All right, speaking of the economics, let's give away some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Well, there you go. Apropos, dollar.
Dollar.
Get your hand out of my pocket. Dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R to 72881.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar.
A dollar. So again, holler dollar to 72881. That's our text line, 72881. And then by the end of the hour, you'll be registered and be ready to go. Now, if you see a number you don't recognize, pick up the phone. It's your chance to win $1,000. 72881 dollar. That's dollar. Get it on, man, and good luck from 92.9 The Game. Hey, Samwell, you got time real quick for guys who didn't hear it earlier in their cars, the John Elway introduction of his brand-new quarterback. I want to squeeze that in. We've also got Tom Crean audio. It's been cut. It took Mike Conte almost 2 hours because Tom Crean spoke for three. So that's also coming up right here on 92.9 The Game. John Elway, as you guys know, thinks Case Keenum is the guy. By the way, is that going to put them over the top? I thought Cousins was a better fit for them, but too expensive.
I think Keenum, it might be a better fit. I think he's a little bit – I mean, Kirk can throw the ball and run everything. I think they want to move that, pocket. They still got some of that Gary Kubiak. I mean, even though he's not the head coach, they still got him in the front office. He worked with Case, so he knows him very well. John's just got to get it right.
Yeah, because
he's got to get it right.
Their window is shrinking too, man.
That defense is getting older.
Aqib Talib is gone.
He's gone, but Roby's going to be fine. Roby was a starting corner. They just moved him. You know, he's been a slot.
But you wasted all that time with Bebe and Sanders, the guy that couldn't get him to rock.
Yeah, they got to find a way to get it done. You're talking about the Falcons offensive line. They need some help offensive line.
Well, when you introduce a guy at a press conference like Tom Crean, you know, you want to sound full of confidence and excitement. And the same went today for for John Elway when he introduced his new quarterback. Take a listen.
So with that being said, I'd like to introduce you to the new starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Case Keenum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.